ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत्सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 एंटाइटल क्रिएशन चैप्टर 13 एंटाइटल धृतराष्ट्र क्विट्स होम टेक्स्ट नंबर 40। कर्णधार इवापारे कर्णधार इवापारे भगवान पारदर्शकः भगवान पारदर्शकः अथा बभाषे भगवान नारदो मुनिसत्तमः कर्णधार इवापारे भगवान पारदर्शकः अथा बभाषे भगवान नारदो मुनिसत्तमः कर्णधार इवापारे भगवान पारदर्शकः अथा बभाषे भगवान नारदो मुनिसत्तमः कर्णधारः कैप्टेन ऑफ द शिप इव लाइट अपारे इन द एक्सटेंसिव ओशंस भगवान रिप्रेजेंटेटिव ऑफ द लॉर्ड पारदर्शक वन हु कैन गिव डायरेक्शंस टू द अदर साइड अथ दस आबभाषे बिगैन टू से भगवान द गॉडली पर्सनैलिटी नारद द ग्रेट सेज नारद मुनिसत्तम द ग्रेटेस्ट अमंग द डिवोटी फिलोसोफर्स ट्रांसलेशन यू आर लाइक अ कैप्टन ऑफ अ शिप इन अ ग्रेट ओशन एंड यू कैन डायरेक्ट अस टू आवर डेस्टिनेशन Thus addressed the godly personality Devarshi Narada, greatest of the philosopher devotees, began to speak. Translation responsibly. You are like a captain of a ship in a great ocean, and you can direct us to our destination. Thus addressed the godly personality Devarshi Narada, greatest of the philosopher devotees, began to speak. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There are different types of philosophers, and the greatest of all of them are those who have seen the personality of Godhead and have surrendered themselves in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Among all such pure devotees of the Lord, Devarshi Narada is the chief, and therefore He has been described herein as the greatest of all philosopher devotees. Unless one has become a sufficiently learned philosopher by hearing the Vedanta philosophy from a bona fide spiritual master, one cannot be a learned philosopher devotee. One must be very faithful, learned and renounced. Otherwise, one cannot be a pure devotee. A pure devotee of the Lord can give us direction towards the other end of nescience. Devarshi Narada used to visit the palace of Maharaj Yudhishthir because the Pandavas were all pure devotees of the Lord, and the Devarshi was always ready to give them good counsel whenever needed. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्गायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणम् वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुवेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So here in this chapter, Dhritarashtra quits home. We have very good lessons here to learn. First of all, we saw how Mahatma Vidura, he preached to Dhritarashtra, who was sitting in the house of Pandavas, in the palace of Pandavas, very shamelessly. He would have actually accepted the Vanaprastha order very seriously after the death of his sons, but he did not do that. So he was shamelessly living there. But Yudhishthir Maharaj and most of other Pandavas were very happily serving him. And as we know, Bhima, of course, he was very angry. And he would actually give, yes, he would, you know, see him in a different way and comment as well. But still he was shamelessly living there. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam, we have all these pastimes so that by daily hearing about these pastimes, we can apply Srimad Bhagavatam in our life. So we say Nityam Bhagavat Sevya. So daily we hear Srimad Bhagavatam and try to apply in our life. And what is the result of that? In Bhagavad Gita it says, in 9th chapter, 22nd verse, Ananyas chintayanto maam ye jana paryupasate tesham nityabhi yuktana yoga kshema vahamyam. So there also the word nitya is used. So nityam bhagavat sevya means regular attendance in the classes of Bhagavatam. So by doing that, what happens? Nitya yuktanam. For these devotees who are regularly engaged in hearing and chanting, so then Krishna provides what we lack and he carries what we have. So we have some good qualities and we lack few qualities, or we have many qualities in small amounts and then we want to gain, we need to increase the quality of our service. So by attending Srimad Bhagavatam classes and hearing and chanting, so these things that we lack are provided. So here in this example of Dhritarashtra, we can see that how Vidura preach to him. Now, his preaching worked and Dhritarashtra left. He left and he was now detached from enjoying in the household life. So he left and then Gandhari also followed him. And now after he has left, we see that how Yudhishthir Maharaj, he is little stressed and he's asking, oh, where has my uncle gone and where is my aunt? So he is very distressed and he thought that he hasn't served them properly. So that this is Yudhishthir Maharaj's humility. So in unveiling the lotus feet by His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu, he mentions that these are two types of, there is an illusion of the maintainer. And here Narad Muni would actually break this illusion. So in this illusion, one thinks that, oh, my master or my father, my mother or my employer, they are maintaining me. And the maintainer also thinks, yes, I am maintaining this person. So both are in illusion. And it is said that the illusion of the maintainer or the so-called maintainer is greater. That he thinks, oh yes, I am maintaining. So here in this example we see Dhritarashtra, why was he not leaving the home? Because he was thinking, oh yes, I am being maintained here. Nice food is there, shelter is there, clothing, everything is provided. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is maintaining me. And now when they have left, now Yudhishthir Maharaj is also in illusion. He is thinking, oh, I was maintaining them and now what will happen? They have left, they will suffer. So that's the two types of illusions. But the illusion of Dhritarashtra and illusion of Yudhishthir Maharaj is different. Dhritarashtra was actually in illusion, under illusion. So he was thinking that way, that he is being maintained there. But Yudhishthir Maharaj, he is actually a pure devotee. So this is a pastime he is acting that way. He knows that the ultimate maintainer is Krishna. So he is not thinking that, oh, now that, you know, they have left, who will maintain them? He knows that ultimate maintainer of everyone is Krishna. Eko bahunam yo vididati kaman. Krishna maintains everyone. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is acting as per the pastime. So there we saw that Vidura dispelled illusion of Dhritarashtra and he left. And now Narad Muni has come to dispel the so-called illusion of Yudhishthir Maharaj. So initially we saw how Vidura preached to Dhritarashtra and now we will see how Narad Muni will preach to Yudhishthir Maharaj. So when Yudhishthir Maharaj asked Narad Muni, oh, where have they gone? Please tell us where have they gone? Are they all right? Have they committed suicide by drowning in Ganges? Like that. So initially Narad Muni wanted to reveal, because Narad Muni is a pure devotee. He is Trikalagya. He knows past, present and future. Why? Because he is totally connected with Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So to him Krishna reveals more. So that's why he can see, okay, where have they gone and what will happen. And later, in later verses we will see how he reveals actually. But before doing that, Narada thought that first I should preach to Yudhishthir Maharaj and give a nice philosophy. So that's why here in today's verse we see Devarshi Narada, the greatest of philosopher devotees, began to speak. Because now he would first give the philosophy that the ultimate maintainer is Krishna. So why are you so distressed that Dhritarashtra has left? So that's the meaning of Muni Sattama, the greatest of philosopher devotees. Because he would first present the philosophy. And in the purport of Srila Prabhupada, starts like there are different types of philosophers. And then the greatest is the one who is surrendered to God. So I was having a look about different types of philosophers. What are they? So I came across one website. There were 33 types listed. I just briefly saw, but a few. We know, like, everyone must have some philosophy to live, right? Everyone has a philosophy. So the best philosophy is, of course, to be surrendered to God, the theists. So that's one philosophy of the theists, those who believe in God and they surrender to God, not just believe, they surrender and serve God. And then there are various other types of philosophers or philosophies. There are optimists who think, yeah, everything is good, or pessimists, they think, oh, everything is bad. And it becomes very dangerous, that pessimism, when it's called nihilism, when they think this life is useless, and they commit suicide. And they have this philosophy, and they inspire others to do that. There were some nihilistic leaders. They would inspire others that, and give this philosophy very strongly, that, oh, this life is pointless. What is the use? So much suffering. So then, okay, you commit suicide. And they don't know that after committing suicide, they will suffer more. So these are the various philosophies. And then we have the atheistic philosophy. So atheists, they deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this day and age, there are many atheists, but many people, they think they are atheists, but they are not, actually. Because to be an atheist, you have to, like, strongly deride God. We had that atheistic conference also, I think, a few months back. And then they took lunch in Gopal's restaurant. What sort of atheists are they? they are not even, they don't know their philosophy even. So mostly the people in this day and age, the philosophy they are following is called the hedonistic philosophy or the materialistic philosophy. So according to this hedonistic philosophy, it's like, or the main thing is, you enjoy, take pleasure as much as possible. So that's what everyone is after. Just squeeze as much as pleasure you can. You have that sugar cane in India. You put through the machine, very nice squeaking sound comes, and then you bend it and put it again till the last drop, you know. You keep bending it and just putting through the machine. So that's what everyone wants. To the last day of their life, they would be old, they want to enjoy. And that's what we see here in Dhritarashtra's example. He's just trying to enjoy there comfortably. And Vidura pointed out that you are coughing mucus. Your eyesight has become, you have lost a little bit of your eyesight and memory. So you just renounce this enjoyment. So this is hedonistic philosophy. And materialistic philosophy is basically thinking that whatever is there is just matter and a combination of different types of matter. And all these emotions and love and everything can be actually put into, like, an equation, material equation. So most people are following these philosophies in life, and they are very convinced, and they make plans based on these philosophies. But here clearly Srila Prabhupada says that the topmost philosopher or topmost philosophy is theism, to understand who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is our position and what is our relation to Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then when one surrenders to Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the life can be perfect. So surrender to Supreme God, Krishna, the main surrender I was reading at one place. So our mentality should be, as devotees, to accept rather than expect. So we always expect, okay, I'm doing this much devotional service, so I should get this much result. So this is fruitive mentality. This is the tinge of fruitive mentality, that we want something in return. We put a time frame, okay, I have done devotional service for these many months or these many years, or this much I have come to this level, so I should be getting this now. So this is like expecting so many things. But rather than that, we should have the mentality of accepting what Krishna wants. So that is pure devotion, without the tinge of this fruitive mentality and mental speculation. So here Narada Muni is given as an example of the greatest among philosopher devotees. So as we know, in the Panchatattva, Srivas Pandit represents the Jiva, or the pure Jiva, and he is Narada Muni, none other than Narada Muni. So Mahaprabhu used to perform this night kirtans in his courtyard. It's called Srivas Angan. It is just very near the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Yogpith in Mayapur. So there daily Mahaprabhu used to perform this Sankirtan. And what was the mood of Srivas Pandit or Narada Muni? To please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should not be stopped. Even one night one of the sons died. And he still didn't tell Mahaprabhu, and so that, because he should not be disturbed. So, and then later Mahaprabhu said, why didn't you tell me? So this is the mood of a pure devotee, that to satisfy and please Krishna always. So Narada Muni is such an exemplary devotee that he is a spiritual master. In Bhagavatam we see of so many devotees, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Prachini Barhi, he's preaching to everyone. Here Yudhishthir Maharaj, and later 11th canto we see to Vasudev, like that. He preaches to everyone. So his example is such an amazing example to follow. So we can see that, of course, he preaches to like personalities like Yudhishthir Maharaj. He is a pure devotee. When he preaches to him, it's actually lessons are for us. But another extreme example we see, that when he preached to Mrigari. So Mrigari, that story is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there is this chapter in Madhya Lila, 61 explanations of Atma Rambos. So the Atma Rambos is in first canto, we know. Atma Ramas Shamunyo Nirgantha Apyurukrame Kurvanti Ahaitukim Bhakti Ittam Bhuta Gunohari. So there also this word is given. So Mahaprabhu is explaining to Sanatan Goswami the 61 explanations of that verse. So in that he says, he first gives different meanings of different words, and then different meanings by combination of those words. So in that also, there also the word in Atma Ramascha Muniyo, this word Muni is present. And Mahaprabhu very nicely explains that what does that word mean. So I'll read this verse from Madhya Lila 24th chapter, is verse number 15. So here it says, Muni Shabde Mananashil Ar Kahe Moni Tapasvi Vrati Yati Ar Rishi Muni. The word Muni refers to one who is thoughtful. Mananashil, so one who is thoughtful. One who is grave or silent. An ascetic, one who keeps great vows. One in the renounced order, and a saint. So these are the different meanings of word Muni. And there, then further, in that chapter, there is example given that how by association of a devotee, even lowest of mankind, a person who is very in a low consciousness, even he can become a pure devotee. So Mrigari was a hunter, and a very cruel hunter. He used to kill animals. He used to half kill them, and he used to take pleasure when they would be in a painful situation. So Narada Muni, he was passing through one forest, and he saw these half dead animals in a very pitiable condition. So he thought, who is doing that? And then he approached Mrigari, who is very dark and fearsome looking with his bow and arrow. And he approached him and he became little angry. Mrigari became little angry, but he wanted to say some bad words, but he couldn't because of the personality. The influence of Narad Muni was such so great. And then Narad Muni told him that you are doing this greatly sinful act, you will suffer. So then he said, I have been doing this from my childhood, you know, this is how I maintain myself and my family. So what else should I do? So then Narad Muni told him, you just first break your bow. And then he said, oh, this is, you know, my job, this is my business, you know, how will I survive? He said, don't worry, I will provide you food. So he broke his bow and then Narad Muni instructed him that you leave your home with your wife and go to the bank of this river. And there in a cottage, just put a tulsi plant and you chant Hare Krishna continuously. And he did that because just by presence of Narad Muni, he was purified and he could take those instructions. And then when all the villagers in the nearby villages, they heard that, oh, this cruel hunter has become a pure Vaishnava. So they used to go and give food. And they used to give so much food, which was enough for like 10-20 people. But they used to take enough for those two people, husband and wife. And they used to just chant Hare Krishna. So there we see this example. This Mrigari became such a pure devotee just by association of a pure devotee like Narada Muni. So that's what we have to aspire for, to become as pure as possible so that we can help Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual master in spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. Not for our personal glory that, oh yes, see, I'm pure, so please glorify me because of my purity. No, because purity is the force. With that we can make a change. So first we change ourselves and then others will automatically change around us. Because it's very contagious. Bhakti is contagious. This enthusiasm. When we see someone is enthusiastic, then there's like a pull. So we are pulled there. Like that. So here we see also that Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, you are like a captain of a ship, Karna Dhara. So there in 11th canto there is a very nice verse where the human body is actually considered like a boat. Nideham Adhyam Suladam Sulabham Sudurlabham. And Guru Karna Dhara. So the Guru, the spiritual master, is considered as the captain of the ship. I think we had before that painting in Crossways. I don't know, it's not there now. There was this ocean and a big ship and they were pulling out conditioned souls. All the devotees were on the ship and Prabhupada was in the front. So he's like the captain of the ship. So trying to save everyone. So the human body is compared to this perfectly constructed boat. And the spiritual master is the captain. And the instructions of Supreme Personality of Godhead are the favorable winds. So that's how we can actually cross this great material ocean. Another place in 10th canto, that very famous verse is there, that how this material ocean actually reduces. For a devotee, it doesn't remain an ocean. It reduces to as much water that can be present in the hoof print of a calf, which is very small. Just a calf is, the hoof print is very small. And then you can easily step over that. Samashritaye pad pallava plavam. So there, the lotus feet of Krishna are compared to boat. Pallava plavam. So pallava is the flower because they are very soft and they are like a boat which can help us cross this ocean. It is very famous verse. Many devotees, they know that. So I remember when I moved near temple. I was very new to Krishna consciousness and we were living there. Koti Prabhu, who is now Karuna Kripa Siddha Prabhu. Yeah, it's initiated by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. Kripa Siddha Prabhu, Ekatma God Prabhu, Vishnu Gamsha Prabhu. We used to stay and one day we decided, and Nandamani Prabhu, I think he had moved that time already. He was there before. I think just after that when we were there, so we all decided, okay, now we'll start every day, learn one verse. So first verse we learned was Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, like that one. And this was the second verse. Kripa Siddha Prabhu said, this is very important verse, we should learn this. Samashitaya Pada Pallava Prabhu Mahatpadam Punya Shomirare. So there we see that in association of devotees, when we discuss these Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, so these philosophies are actually, we can realize them. They don't remain just a bookish knowledge. We can learn verses and memorize so many things, but we cannot put them in practice unless we have this association of devotees. Because in association of devotees, then we can relish. Machitta matgatprana bodhyanta parasvara katyantascha mamnityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. The real satisfaction comes like that. So someone was telling me, sir, that it doesn't, they were giving an example that they were two brothers, both of them very knowledgeable in Shastra, learned all 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita. So just mere learning is not enough. One became Mayavadi, went to Banaras, Varanasi, and other one became drug dealer. and very popular one, very famous one, he had the bodyguard as well. So like that. So just by merely learning verses or having this academic qualifications, it won't help unless we are in association, good association of devotees, and we discuss the meaning and we have this humble serving attitude and we recognize, oh, who is the Karnadar, who is the captain, and how we are serving this captain. And in Prabhupada also mentions here that one must be very faithful, learned and renounced. So these three qualities he mentions here. Otherwise one cannot be a pure devotee. So these are the qualities. We may have qualities, but many qualities make us proud, very proud. Like the six opulences, Krishna has six opulences in full. But even if we have one of them in small amount, we can become proud. So here we say learning. We may have knowledge, some knowledge. There are so many big philosophers, scientists, they are so proud. If you tell them, oh, Krishna is God, you serve them, no, they cannot do that. Because they see the degrees behind their name, you know. They see themselves as God. So their learning is of no use. And all other opulences, as we see, if someone is rich, they cannot surrender if they are very rich. And beauty or fame, someone is very famous or renounced. So here we see that even if one is very renounced, you can be very proud. And actually, in Srimad Bhagavatam it's given in 11th canto, what happens when there is this chapter description of Varnashram Dharma. So there are description about all the ashramas, the Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanprastha, Sannyas. So there it's given, when one takes sannyas, what happens? All the demigods, they think, oh, this man, now he's taken sannyas, he will go back to Godhead. So they put hurdles in his path. But if one just doesn't consider them very significant and he just surrenders to Krishna, then he can be successful. So even if you are renounced, actually you get more facilities and then you can be distracted. So there this example is shown by Srila Prabhupada, that when he went to Detroit, there was one of his disciples, Albert Ford Amrish Prabhu. So he became a Krishna conscious devotee, and he was became so humble, he came in a big car to pick Prabhupada up from airport, and he just acted very silently, humbly. He was just driving the car as a driver, very humbly. And later they were trying to get a temple, and there was a big mansion there, and Prabhupada went there, and it was like they worked out in $300,000 they would buy. So Prabhupada said, yes, okay, I will buy. And then he went back to the place where they were living, and Amrish Prabhu, he said, okay, he would put in the half of that. And then there was another, Mataji was a devotee, she was also daughter of very famous labor leader there. She put the half of the money, and then they very quickly bought that mansion for ISKCON. And Prabhupada said to the real estate agent and other people that, see, I had no money. I came here, I had no money, but I said, okay, 300,000 I will buy. And see, they have, Krishna arranged money, and I'm still detached, I'm leaving. So like that, although they are renounced, but Krishna provides everything. So there is a chance that we can become distracted. So Bilva Mangal Thakur also says that Mukti Swayam Mukuli Tanjili Sevyate Sman, that what to speak of material facilities, Dharma, Artha, Kama, even liberation personified is standing at my doorstep, ready to serve me. So Mukti and all this economic development, all the money, for a pure devotee, they are always there to serve, that okay, we are ready, very easily accessible. But what does the devotees say? That, no, I'm busy. So they are at the door, and on the door there is a sign, meeting in progress. So they are always busy in serving Krishna, they are meeting with Krishna. And we know that Haridas Thakur, he was chanting 300,000 names of Krishna, and the prostitute came. And he said, oh, I'm busy, I'm in meeting, come later. And the beauty with pure devotees is that meeting never ends. So that's why the prostitute was purified. So the meeting of devotee with Krishna never ends. You can always see Krishna face to face. And that's the example given here by Srila Prabhupada. So he is always seeing Krishna by chanting his name. What's that? That song, I think. Narada Muni Bajaye Veena Radha Ramana Name. Something like that. So there is, I think, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if I'm not. So he's always chanting glories of Radha Ramana. And he's traveling and preaching. He's just preaching to everyone. He's like following the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yare dekha tare ko Krishna Udesh. So he met the hunter. So he didn't discriminate that, oh, you are a low class person, I can't preach to you. He preached to him, now he's preaching to Yudhishthir Maharaj, who is topmost devotee. So he's just talking, just glorifying Krishna to whoever he meets. So we must follow in his footsteps and as much as possible glorify Krishna. Whoever we meet, we just glorify qualities and pastimes of Krishna. So I'll end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed.
Right. I have a comment. As you mentioned about marriage, it's very exotic, powerful devotees. But in the Indian films, you see, they are living like a grain. So what is your answer to
that? Yes, that's the proof that unless you surrender to Krishna, you cannot understand the pastimes of Krishna and his devotees. So yeah, in many, unless we know, that's why these purports, Prabhupada said, these are the guidelines. So in purports, the it's revealed what the verse means. So when, like Kamsa was there, he imprisoned he knew from the prophecy by the sound from the sky that eighth child of Devaki would kill him. But then Narad Muni came, he said, oh, you know, we don't know. So he started killing all the children, you know. So we can't understand these actions of Narad Muni. But when we see the comments of Acharyas, you know, we know that Narad Muni wanted, he was in ecstasy, he wanted Krishna's appearance very fast, you know. So by surrendering to these pure devotees, these Acharyas, we can understand. The materialists, they cannot understand. They will make him a villain. They will make Krishna a villain.
So what you are saying is that even this film industry is misusing the opportunity. It's just making people more God conscious. They are doing a whole thing.
Yeah, that's their purpose is to make money.
That's right. Because when I was a child, I used to see such nice movies like Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, such beautiful movies. I was seeing two or three times something. There's only six sanas at the entry.
Yeah, so the
now they are exploiting you.
Yeah. So movies are not, or anything material is not bad. The motivation, what is the motivation? So devotees make so many movies for preaching purposes, for Krishna conscious purposes. Your Ever Well Wisher, the documentary, made so many devotees like that. So motivation is important. Yes. That was in
what the,
he was saying that in Atmaram verse description, how does the story of Mrigari fits in? So I think there was mentioned the various types of Atmaramas, and then I briefly read that there's this description how he wanted to glorify the association of a devotee, that even a hunter can be purified. So they were like, before that, they joined, like I said, Mahaprabhu first, he was describing different meanings of each word and then combining them with api and cha like that. So that's the reference. I'm not exactly sure, but when he combined them, then this point came about that how a pure devotee can even purify by his association, even a hunter can be purified.
Yeah.
That's right. Say, unless one has become a sufficiently learned philosopher by hearing the Vedanta philosophy from a bona fide spiritual master, one cannot be a learned philosopher devotee. Right? So other five? Other five, if you do, then you are not topmost. You are a philosopher, but not topmost. Yeah. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, and Jai Gautama Nandri.